Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Michael Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. It's addressed to Dr. Zachary Lipman, L-I-P-M-A-N, M-D, Interventional Pain Solutions, 10 Governors Lane, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-343-4757. Fax is 530-343-3347. Michael Dixon's address is 1739 Oriole Court, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-59-74334. ID is XXX 5056, date of birth 6/23/1953, 69-year-old, divorced, retired man, insurance is Medicare. /Blue Cross-Medi-Cal. Pharmacy is Walgreens, Nord Avenue. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of observed tremor and possible neuromuscular stiffness in consideration of a diagnosis of Parkinsonism. Dear Dr. Lipman and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Michael Dixon for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you are already aware, Michael has an extensive history of diabetes and probable extensive diabetic neuropathy, for which he was examined today. New paragraph, his neurological examination shows evidence of substantial distal erythematous appearing discoloration of both feet, where there is little, if any, motor function or activity on command. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are generally hypoactive. New paragraph, he has substantial hyperesthesia distally in the lower extremities with uncomfortable Babinski testing, but without obvious pathological reflexes. New paragraph, his sensory testing demonstrates minimal pin response, but touch is present on the dorsum of the feet. Temperature testing with a cold instrument is not present. Vibratory testing is substantially reduced to nearly absent below the knees. New paragraph. He uses a wheelchair to minimize his risk for falling with any attempted ambulation. He is currently under the care of Dr. TYAGI at Ampla Healthcare, having previously been under the care of Dr. Bishop. Has a past medical history of arthritis, gout, diabetes, liver disease, bladder dysfunction. New paragraph, he reports that for a period of time after he lost his house and property in South Chico, he extensively utilized alcohol. New paragraph, review of systems is positive for the following, lists these vertically. Recurrent sweats, dry skin, swelling of the feet and ankles, tinnitus, gastrointestinal bloating, and diarrhea. Nocturia and urinary frequency, pain, that is neuromuscular weakness in the lower extremities, dysomnia, skin psoriasis with a history of psoriatic arthritis, he reports a history of a breast lump. He stands 5 feet 9 inches and weighs 205 pounds. His urinary stream force is reduced. He has had bladder and prostate problems in the last 12 months and has trouble completely emptying his bladder. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. Born on June 23, 1953, 69 years old and right-handed. His father died at age 74 with cirrhosis. His mother died at age 101 from old age. Family history was reported to be positive for arthritis, cancer in his mother, diabetes in himself, and hypertension in himself. There was no reported family history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed college in 1976. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is divorced. He reports drinking 1 to 2 beers. He does not smoke. He uses cannabis, 2 to 3 grams per day. He is not living with a significant other. There's no dependence at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. He is a retired farmer. Almonds, apples, and kiwi fruit. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. He denies a history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, other serious illnesses and injuries. Operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a blood transfusion. He's been hospitalized in the past for tendonitis. New paragraph. He's been domiciled at Arbor Post Acute Skilled Nursing Facility in February of 2019 through August 2022 because of his inability to ambulate. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review systems. General, he reports a change in his sense of smell and taste, irritable insomnia, disequilibrium, distal numbness, tinnitus, and paresthesias. Head, no neuralgia or symptoms reported. Neck, he has constant neck pain that he attributes to diabetic neuropathy. Upper back and arms, he experiences stiffness in his wrists, toes, and feet, swelling in his feet, paresthesias in his feet and legs. Middle back, nothing reported. Shoulders, dull aching with sharp pain. Rotator cuff pain, ongoing and continuous during the day, at times of moderate intensity, associated with weakness. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, stiffness with uncertain benefit. Ankles, neuralgia, constant pain, stiffness, daily, moderate in severity, associated with paresthesias and weakness. Feet, he experiences numbness, constant pain, increased pain with standing, aching in the toes, daily, very severe, with paresthesias and weakness. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. He did not indicate a history of unusual diplopia. He does report some change in his sense of smell and taste, no difficulty with phonation, chewing, or swallowing. New paragraph, sensory changes are as reported above. New paragraph, weak motor weakness as reported above. New paragraph, he denies having a tremor, but is concerned about neuromusculoskeletal stiffness. New paragraph, today on examination, he demonstrates a slight functional, what appears to be physiological tremor. New paragraph, clinical examination demonstrates no activation of his tremor with motor activity. New paragraph, cerebellar testing demonstrates no inducible neuromusculoskeletal weakness. Or dyspraxia in the upper extremities, and no inducible stiffness with distraction maneuvers. In the lower extremities, there may be some increased neuromusculoskeletal stiffness on left and right hip flexion, but not rotatory movement in the distal lower extremities. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Michael Dixon presents with a history of and findings of clinical, moderate to severe clinical distal neuropathy that is most likely associated with a number of risk factors. And then subparagraph lists these vertically: psoriatic arthritis, previous history of alcoholism, diabetic neuropathy. Recommendations. New paragraph. In consideration of further evaluation and treatment, I'm ordering specialized laboratory testing to include nutritional analysis, screening for inflammatory disorders, and treat a metabolic risk, and a complete sensory motor neuropathy antibody analysis panel. New paragraph. At this time, we'll obtain his laboratory testing. And I will see him back for reevaluation with those results and further recommendations. New paragraph. It does not appear at this time that Michael Dixon has Parkinson's disease. On the other hand, he may have neuromusculoskeletal changes and increased neuromusculoskeletal tone that may be a consequence of pre-Parkinsonian cerebral degeneration with positive palmar-mental responses bilaterally on clinical testing. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.